Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey friends, happy Friday. Thanks for joining us again for The Screwtape Letters, and we're on letter number 14. And just to recap, on Wednesday we covered letter 13, where the man who's being tempted by these two demons in this book, Screwtape, the junior tempter, and Wormwood, his uncle, Screwtape's uncle, who's writing advice to his young nephew on how to tempt this man, he's taken his Christianity back up with renewed vigor. He's listening and thinking through the things that he hears and sings in church. He's thinking through what this message about a Savior who died for him and rose and promises him eternal life, what it means for his daily life. This is a disaster for these demons. And letter number 14 continues to note, there has not been progress for them. At the end of letter number 13, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try and get him to tell everyone about how much repentance he's feeling, how he's reigniting his own faith, and we're going to encourage him to sort of pat himself on the back for his repentance. The man has not done any of that. He's not puffed himself up, he's not boasting about his repentance to other people or even to himself. And another thing that they would hope that he does, which is something people often do when they reignite their faith, he hasn't made any grand promises to God. God, I'm never going to do this again. God, I'm going to do this. He hasn't done any of that. And too often, to be clear, that kind of temptation, I'll call it a temptation, trips people up when they either become Christian or recommit to Christianity. They want to show God how committed they are, and they make this big, grand, sweeping promise, which often, being sinful humans, we don't end up keeping. We may have the best of intentions to do so, but when we don't end up keeping, we often fall sort of into a greater despair. Maybe we even fall away from the faith. That's what the demons would ultimately be interested in. So it's not that there's anything inherently wrong, right, with promising to God to turn away from something, to give him to... Sure, whatever. But this man has not done that, and the demons know they can often use those kinds of grand promises to God to make us stumble and fall. Instead, he's simply been praying that God give him daily strength and encouragement. That, the demons recognize, is just about the most dangerous state of affairs for their interests. This man is acting, speaking, thinking humbly. He's not making any grand promises. He recognizes, given the fact that he became a Christian during the course of the book, walked away from it quite a bit, and has now come back, he recognizes he's a shallow man, that he does not have the commitment in and of himself that he wants to have. And so instead he's just asking for daily strength and encouragement from God. Beautiful prayer, very dangerous for these demons. So now they're plotting in letter number 14, how do we deal with this turn of events? One, the first suggestion that Wormwood gives to Screwtape, try and misdirect this newfound humility that your man has. And then there's this extended discourse, and this is essentially what the rest of letter 14 can be summed up with. What is real humility, and what is the mistaken concept of humility that the demons want to infuse into their man? So, first, what do they want him to think? Well, Wormwood tells Screwtape, what we want humans to think is that humility means you have to deny the gifts that God's given to you. If you're attractive, just physically attractive, humility must be to always speak of yourself as ugly. If you're intelligent, humility is always sort of to denigrate your own mind, right? to deny the fact that God gives us certain gifts. And it's interesting in our world, we're often told, right, if you're attractive, it's not something that you should even think about. Yes and no. God gives people gifts. We shouldn't think of anyone more highly or less highly because they've been given certain gifts, though, and they should not either. It's interesting that the demons pick up on this particular one, beauty. God has good uses for beauty. God gives people more what we would consider beauty or less what we would consider beauty, and that doesn't make anyone more or less important, more or less worthwhile. And it's foolishness, in fact, it's sort of a reverse pride to because you know you're beautiful, always speak of yourself as ugly. That's where the demons really find their ability to twist our thinking, right? If you're always going to speak of yourself as ugly because you know you're beautiful, you are, in fact, actually taking pride in your beauty, in your attractiveness. But you're just putting on this show of false humility. If you're always denigrating your own mind's capabilities because you know you're intelligent, you know you're smart, again, it's sort of this reverse pride. Oh, I know I'm smart. The demons end, in letter 14, discussing very, very clearly and cogently what actual true humility is, what the kind of humility before God looks like when we think about our gifts. It's just the ability to be satisfied with my own gifts and to rejoice in the gifts that God has given to others. When I'm truly humble, I don't demean any gifts that anyone's been given. Not mine, not those that others have. I'm simply content. Contentedness is ultimately the where true humility finds itself rooted. Contentedness in the physical, material gifts I'm given, in the mental gifts I'm given, in the relational gifts I'm given, whatever sort of gifts I find. True humility thanks God for them, looks at the fact that others have different gifts, maybe even what we might call better gifts, greater gifts in one area or another, and say, so be it. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. That's letter number 14 of the Screwtape Letters. Again, these episodes drop every Wednesday and Friday in our podcast feed, and usually you can also look forward to our regular Sunday sermons dropping on Mondays. Thanks, friends. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're enjoying this read-along of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.